You already know that Mr. Bad Weekends, Tainted Tap Music, Heyoka King, Mr. Heyoka King, the Heyoka with the last name King. Mr. Ryder, how we doing today? This is the Heyoka King Podcast. I'm your host. As always, I'm the one that pays for the podcast, so of course I'm going to be the host. This is a beautiful day. Full moon! 2nd of June. Say myself. Was it actually a full moon, or a full moon was a couple days ago? Yeah, we had a blue moon a couple days ago. It's just still fucking big. Either way, it's cloudy. I'm on a stroll by. I let him know. I say, listen, Mr. Bad Weekends, Tainted Town Music, he wasn't always this weird, funky guy. I used to be normal. I used to be accepted into society. I used to not be looked at as an oddity. I used to have cool friends that didn't do drugs. I used to always be active. I'd always fucking run. Always having fun. Chilling until the day was done. Now I'm hanging out. Don't know what life's about. Tell you the truth, sometimes I feel lost. I feel down. I was a young boy. Like innocent shit. I was wholesome. Courageous. But kind. And helpful. I was like, I'll tell you the truth, it wasn't that I was a pacifist. Quite literally, I was put into the position where I had to defend myself. And it's like, you know, aggression's aggression. You know, you spend your whole life surrounded by anger and fucking indifference. The fellow youth around you are indoctrinated, stupid assholes. And you're some asshole, savant, brilliant, super brain in public school, hanging out on your iPad playing games because your grades are too good. And you're bored and you don't feel challenged. People around you are like, yo, you're weird. I'm like, okay. You know, I have a giant knife at my house. And by a giant knife, it's 5 feet long. I made it out of a propeller blade that I stole from a junkyard. I'd be going to the junkyard. I find an airplane. I get the propeller blade. Turn it into the pyramid head knife. I got it confiscated from the Northwood police. Pretty sure it's still in the Northwood police station. Nah, man, I'm just walking. Nothing that I'm doing's legal. I got arrested for having a big knife and walking down the highway with a big knife. People come to my house wanting to start shit, and I bring out the big knife. And I'm like, yo, what's good? And they see me pick up this gigantic, easily like 30 or 40 pound metal clanky thing. It wasn't that thick either. It's probably like 2/3 of an inch. 2/3 of an inch thick. More of like a wedging blade. But, you know, you smash someone over the head with that, you killed them. Especially because I'd like ride my bike around and sharpen it, trailing it on the ground and the asphalt. Should have left it in the woods. I'd still be able to have it. But it is what it is. They didn't like me having weapons, but it's like, dude, I grew up playing video games that had weapon inventories, and you could have, like, all kinds of weapons and shit. It doesn't go any deeper than that. It's not like I had malice in my heart and I wanted to harm people. But they don't get it. And as I grew older, I realized that everybody around me is starting to cultivate into the same person. And everything around me is losing its luster. It's turning grayish. It's becoming faded, blotchy, like it's obscured, it's veiled. Now I'm just around people that are getting pregnant in high school and fucking killing their family and blowing their head off with shotguns and getting clotheslined and getting beheaded from it. I'm around that shit, man. We were drinking beer and smoking weed when we were kids. And we get that. But, you know, man, I've never been turned down a drug. If I die, I fucking die, is what I always said. I said, you know, if I do this drug and I die, yeah, that's it. I don't have to be, I can't be upset. Like, when a family member dies, it's almost like I'm a fucking psychopath. I tell them, they say, listen, someone in your family fucking dies, dead ass, what are you going to do? You can be sad about it, but I'm such a fucking disembodied and disorientated realist. In my mind, it almost feels like it's not necessarily an option for me. It's not necessarily an option for me to exist in this world where I have to have an expectation of reaction and an expectation of behavior. Meanwhile, the same people that wanted me to have expectations followed are the same people that showed me their lying ways and their bullshit. So I learned that the hypocrites around me really just wanted to keep me under wraps because they didn't want me to be the free mind that I am. I was never truly violent. I got most of my rage out in the woods, smashing shit up. Fighting abandoned cars, too, and beating the fuck out of them with hammers and baseball bats. There's nothing better than beating the shit out of an old car or truck with a baseball bat and a sledgehammer. And I told them, I said, listen, man, hate me as much as you want, but understand I'm not coming up with you with bullshit, you know? I'm not coming up to you with bullshit. Forget that these things move to the music. Oh, you. Don't you understand? I was scared, I said I was scared. Everybody I met seemed like they were being led how to think and what to believe and who to align politically with as like middle schoolers and shit. And then I just met in high school and college, I pretty much just met costume party people, you know, whores that wanted to take pills and go to raves, because that was still a thing back then, is going to raves. I mean, right now it's a thing. But back then, it was like, I don't know if I could say it was fresh. EDM was really just kind of blowing up. And people didn't care about school. They cared about skipping and taking ecstasy and Molly and going to raves. And then they'd get pregnant. They would get pregnant and have children. I say, listen here. Don't you understand? I'm not sorry. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? I'm saying, listen now. Course through my head, thought of the past and the past, and other times it's dead. And rather the future is true, thinking of the things of what I should do. Wanted to understand, but then people changed me. I was kind, people broke me down. People broke me down and stripped me. I had people that played Nier Automata, which is basically just a gooner game, a gooner retard incel game made by Squaresoft, Square Enix, making fun of me because I liked Kingdom Hearts, a game about bravery and friendship and courage and saving the world. I mean, you fight the devil in the game. And people say, it's gay. I'm like, I mean, I get it's not your flavor, man, to have something that's wholesome and happy. But don't you like My Chemical Romance? Aren't you, like, miserable all the time and you chain smoke cigarettes? Doesn't weed make you paranoid? That means that you're fucked up chemically in the head. If you smoke weed and you get paranoid, your brain's fucked up. Your brain is so chemically imbalanced because it's not supposed to do that. So you don't get paranoia. You're just fucking mental. You're sitting at home all day and play video games, and sometimes you get drunk and have sex with people, and you live with your parents, man. It's that simple. That's as deep as it is. And I tell them, I say, listen, it's a beautiful world, but why do you want me to be how you want me to be? That doesn't sound fair. Why can't I be me? Why is that not good enough? And then I remembered all these fucking freaks. And they turned these devilish embodiments where they're edgy and they are the devil. They are the Antichrist. I was closer to an Antichrist than most of these fucking posers. They just want to have some sort of title. But they didn't do the work. They didn't do the craft, man. They didn't forge their body with sigils and ideology and study the theses of all these different theobs. You can get polytheistic tendencies to divulge deeper into the mindset of a duality processed brain. Thinking with two consciousness at the same time. Separate your consciousness into two separate personalities that coexist. It's not one that you switch between a whole bunch of them or switch between two of them. It's they coexist at the same time. One got eyes in the back of the head, the other one got eyes obviously in the front. The hearing's conic, sadly. But still pretty good. Shares the experience between both bodied vessels. And I tell them, I say, I was a kind man that was happy. I was a kind man that was helpful. And I was a kind man that... I was a boy. It was like a fucking Homelander shit. I was just a boy. And people just took my kindness and my chill demeanor as a sign that I'm weak and vulnerable. And started waking up that thing inside of me, that creature that's not howling at the moon, but a blood-curdling roar that is grimy and disgusting and terrifying, shooting out from the core of my guts, up and out, here in my ears, here in my bones, here in every single electrical pulse that charges through my body. I tell them, I say, my nervous system is not nervous. My nervous system is developed to hone my surroundings and my experiences perfectly. I am designed to be a weapon. I'm designed to maul. I'm designed to beat, to slash, to hit. I'm designed to set fires to villages. I'm a tactical dude. I think before I act. But I have this tendency to be a thrill seeker because life is fun. And seeking thrills, they got theme parks for a reason. We like to have fun. It is cool to do fun shit. I tell him, I say, listen. I really need you to understand that every single time I was just trying to be wholesome and authentic to who I was to other people, they soft-scripted to me that I should be what they want. It was a few times I gave in until I realized that no matter how I act, that it's just a game to these people. They just want me to act a certain way. They think that I'm retarded. These people that don't work and don't have their license think I'm retarded. These people that can't handle social situations and they have to quit their job and, you know, they stay at home all day because they're fucking fat losers call me retarded because I'm, what, visibly derealized? I mean, I'm punctually present at all times, but there's a little bit of haziness between being alive and being in some sort of ethereal state in another cosmic place. I tell him, I say, kicked me and treated me like a stray fucking dog and spit on me and treated me like shit, so I went dark, man. But I didn't go dark necessarily to be a danger to people. I went to the dark because I was so enshrined by the hypocritical nature of people that told me that they're in the light, but they're just fucking crooked asshole people that were fake as fuck. Fake as fuck, lying, cheating, stealing people, telling me that they're people of God. And I'd tell them I'd burn their churches and I'd break their crucifix. And, you know, get down to a point where it's like, you can't tell me you're a person of God, but you don't hold your marriage to the sanctity that it's supposed to be, and you cheat. If you're following these online prostitutes and shit, you're not allowed to have God in your fucking title, man. In your bio, don't tell me you're a person of God if you suffer from online AI prostitute lust. They're not even real people, man. And it's just this point where I'm in a day and age where the world is being politically run by a bunch of cannibal pedophiles, and everybody around me is so fucking stupid. They look at a skit on YouTube and think it's real. They think that this man and woman are in an abusive relationship, or that this man's tried to break into this girl's house, or that this person's stealing packages, or that all this stupid shit. It's all fucking skits. It's all fake now. There's nothing that's original content and supposed to just be found footage humor. That's gone.
We live in a world
that everybody around us is really just comforted by the next trend, I mean, they're conditioned to be comfortable. I hear people say, eat the fucking rich. When? What? Say, eat the rich, and they just, like, put it on picket sides. I actually want you to see these guys stop doing that shit. And actually, because I looked up what eat the rich does. It's supposed to be, like, it's a warning that you're gonna fight back. We don't need to warn them that we're gonna fight back anymore. We've been telling them eat the rich for like 22 years, man. We just need to fucking do it. There's like 5 years left before they take all of our guns and protective arms away and then give them to the enemy. And it's politically that, you know, I don't like to find myself a nuisance in this world to other people. Imperatively, it's not like I intend to upset people. People are upset easily because everybody's a little whiny bitch these days. It's that simple. Everybody's entitled to their feelings, and they move mountains just by crying and being a little baby. But when I grew up, it's different. So then after meeting all these people that try to kill me, stab me, shoot me, fucking hit me with bats and shit, after getting hit with baseball bats and clubs and shit enough times, I don't get knocked out. I don't get hit over the head and get knocked out. I get angry. I might get like a welt. But all those concussive strikes to my brain, actual concussions, car wrecks and all that. I just got hit by a car the other day. It's fucked me up. It's really done a number to my brain. Because I used to be this little boy that had such a wholesome smile and a gap between his teeth. And now I feel like I'm halfway into the formless ocean. And it's terrifying, man. It's terrifying. I tell him, I say, I studied all this dark shit at an extremely young age. Because I was curious. I even had apprenticeship under some other people online that were gifted magics. And I said, I got tired, man. I get tired of it all. I get tired of the bullshit, you know? I get tired of all the fucking shit that I have to deal with. I get tired of the people. I need to put some power in my life. And then it came to me. It came to me, finally. Bestowed itself upon me and impressed upon me a new body, a new form, a new mind. Losing the composure of most comforts, I found increased intelligence, increased muscle mass, but my whole body just looked better because things were rearranged in ways that were useful. And now I suffer. Now I suffer because the drug addicts don't like me because I'm too crazy for them. And the sober people that don't do drugs don't like me because I'm too crazy for them. The drug addicts think that I'm on drugs. And then I have an unlimited amount of energy. I have, like, so much endurance. People don't understand that I can be awake for fucking days without needing to do drugs. Put me on drugs, I'm up for a couple weeks. I tell him, I say, man, you're coming down and you're looking at me like you're terrified. These girls would do drugs and start being evil and screaming in my ear. And I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. I'm the one that's driving. You're going to make me crash. I will kill both of us right now. Do you want to die? Do you want to die, stupid, stupid? You're going to send me fucking Spanish and Latin? What are you, a fucking loser? You're going to get angry at me? And fucking talk to me in Latin? It's a dead language for a reason, by the way. Because nobody uses it, man. I tell him, I say, fuck! My expectations for other people have been let down most of my life. I'm not saying, like, hey, I'm not an unpleasant person to be around. I'm not. But I find most people unpleasant to be around because they're full of shit and they're too awkward. I'm awkward, but I'm confident with stepping into the unknown. I'm confident with talking to a girl that I find attractive and telling her, hey, I think that you're attractive. Then you know my last name's King. I'm looking for that queen, if you know what I mean. Even if you just want to be some part-time fling, I'm around. And I became a demon. And I watched the fucking roommates just fucking kill themselves and lose their personalities. Even on the drugs, it still had a hold over my mind. I just felt better, stronger. Because the drugs make you have more oxygen and make your brain process shit faster. I was moving like Wesker and shit. That's crazy. And I'm at that point where you know, so much of my faith in humanity really was destroyed. And I'm not saying like, oh, I'm an incel, girls hate me. It's not that. I just don't generally like most people, because most of the women I meet are fucking full of shit and expect you to be fucking Epstein and have a bunch of money and treat them like they're a fucking sock puppet. And then most of the dudes, they don't want to drink beers and smoke weed and shoot machine guns and make explosives. They don't want to do that shit. They want me to play Call of Duty with them. I don't want to fucking play Call of Duty. I want to go outside, man. You know, it's not some Brokeback Mountain shit. I want to go fucking camping. You know, fuck, I want to do shit, kayaking with people, you know, I want to go hiking with people. I don't want to fucking play Fortnite or Call of Duty. Fuck that, man, I don't want to play no stupid shit. So it's like I'm ostracized by people I try to be friends with, and people that I try to get romantically encapsulated with begin to be afraid of me. People are generally afraid of me for some reason. They don't like that I got like vulture's eyes of death. I'm judging a lot of people when I look at them because a lot of people are fucking stupid. I spent a lot of my days experiencing the hollowness inside the minds of my peers, my neighbors, even my professors. I was a protege from nonsense that still is able to spark some sense of creativity and individuality. People don't want to hear me fucking talk because everyone thinks that they know what they're talking about. But they never fucking read the books. They never really study the patterns and the walking path of life. They just fucking do shit, man. They're just out there being alive. That's how I say. Anybody can kill anybody, man. You can tell me you can kill me, but I can kill you as well. Like, we could both kill each other. A child could kill you. A child gets a gun or like a knife, they just gotta stab you. You're trying to rape some kid and the kid fucking pulls a knife and jabs you in the fucking eye and then you're dead. Shoot you with a gun. You're beating Bobby. Here you are, Daddy, beating up Mommy. And then here comes little Lucy with the shooty. Pulled it right out of the underwear drawer. She knows where you keep the rounds. Bam. There goes the upper left quadrant of your fucking skull. I tell him, I say, man, I'm not a dark, twisted psycho. I just step deeper into the romanticization of what life is. And we got all these human concepts. These human concepts that people cling so deeply to. And I understand that there's a world beyond that because I've been visited plenty. I got these fucking hippie witches that fucking talk about Apollo and all this bullshit. They don't understand. I'm in touch with the things that they get high and say they're in touch with. They're in touch with me, not them. Those stupid bitches are just fucking on acid and bipolar. But me, I am in touch with that shit. Because I willingly stepped in with sacrifice. I'm not just some girl sitting on her rug fucking jerking herself off with candles lit around her. I did the blood sacrifice and the flesh and the branding and all kinds of shit to make myself a catalyst, to make myself like a magic wand, a staff, a tool. I am the spell book. I don't need a spell book. I am the spell book. Karmically, I'm charged. I do nice deeds because doing nice deeds makes me feel good, but also karmically charges me. Tell him, I say, I will feed off of your energy like an energy vampire, but I will also feed it right back to you like a fucking tree and make it positive. I'm taking your death and your negativity and turning it into something positive and filtering it out. And people are still fucked up. I'll tell you how it is. But, you know, Bad Weekend Productions, all that bullshit, you know, take that music. That's what it is.